Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 90% Fail, Uncovering the True Challenges of VC Funding. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a startling fact. 90% of startups seeking VC funding get rejected. But here's what nobody tells you. It's not because your business isn't good enough. It's because you're playing an entirely different game than the one VCs are playing. Think about it this way. You walk into a basketball game expecting to play basketball, but the VCs are playing tennis. Same court, completely different rules. You're focused on building a solid, profitable business that serves customers and grows steadily. The VCs, they're hunting unicorns. They don't want your profitable $10 million company. They want the 1 in 100 shot at a billion-dollar rocket ship. This creates what I call the mismatch problem. You're pitching sustainability and steady growth when they're looking for explosive, risky, potentially world-changing ventures that could return 100 times their investment. It's like showing up to a drag race with a reliable family sedan. Great car, wrong race. But there's another hidden challenge that's even more brutal, the timeline reality. VCs promise quick decisions, but the average funding process takes 6 to 9 months, not the 30 days they advertise. You'll sit through 15-plus meetings with different partners, each asking the same questions while your runway burns and your cash flow dies, waiting for a check that may never come. I watched a founder named Sarah learn this the hard way. She built a $2 million annual recurring revenue marketing platform, profitable and growing 40% year over year. Sounds impressive, right? She spent 8 months pitching 47 VCs who all said the same thing, too small to scale. She burned $200,000 in opportunity costs and nearly went bankrupt chasing funding. Eventually, she bootstrapped to $10 million, proving every VC wrong, but learning a costly lesson about mismatched expectations. Here's your takeaway. Before approaching any VC, honestly ask yourself one question. Can this realistically become a billion-dollar company? If the answer isn't a confident yes, focus on revenue-based financing or strategic partnerships instead. Remember, rejection doesn't mean failure. It often means you're building the right business for the wrong funding source. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.